Lethbridge, Alta. A COVID-era protest blockade at Coutts, Alta. Now at the center of a murder conspiracy trial was getting outside support, including from two members of the Edmonton Police Service, court heard Monday. A Mountie who infiltrated the blockade posing undercover as a volunteer told court, "We made some small talk there with a lady. Her husband was an Edmonton police member and she was a nurse. She wanted to come and see it for herself and show her support. I believe her husband was there. He was an Edmonton police member, and there was another female Edmonton police member there as well, and she had sort of a thick Russian accent," the officer added. "A lot of people had been coming up and shaking their hands and talking to them and thanking them for coming. They were very happy to be there and show their support. The Mountie cannot be identified to protect her safety." She was the third undercover female Mountie to testify at the trial of Anthony Olenek and Chris Carbert. Olenek and Carbert are charged with conspiring to kill Mounties at the blockade, which paralyzed traffic for 2 weeks in early 2022 at the Alberta-U.S. border to protest COVID rules and vaccine mandates. The pair were arrested after Mounties raided the area and found a cache of guns, body armor and ammunition in trailers. The officer, identified in court only as HQ-1485, echoed testimony from the two earlier undercover operatives that Olenek characterized the blockade as his mission in life and one he was willing to die for. He was talking about that he had met up with like-minded people and they had formed a community and they were learning to live off the land and survive if they needed to, she testified. He made mention, and this is specific. This is the fight against evil. He was talking about how they should all die. He made like a slit his throat action with his hands. An earlier undercover officer testified Olenek referred to police as pawns of devil, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and that if police came to break up the blockade, he would slit their throats. The defense has suggested one of the prior undercover officers may have broken rules by flirting with the accused, sending them heart-emojis in text messages. That officer said there was no flirting and that the heart emojis showed support for the message, not the person. The officers have told court they legally and ethically cannot use seduction to obtain information. Olenek and Carbert are also charged with mischief and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. Olenek faces a further charge of being in possession of a pipe bomb. HQ-1485 told court the mood of the protest was upbeat. "Everybody was in a good mood. You were happy to be there. You had a sense of patriotism," she said. They had the Canada flag up. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 17, 2024. _ by Bill Graveland in Calgary. The Canadian Press.